So are we going live here?
I don't know, but he didn't message, but anyway.
No, he hasn't messaged me.
Maybe so his head's in the game, his head's in the game. We'll let him away
too,
with this
too
one.
Too easy, Shannon. Don't expect it's right. Five, three, two, one. There you go. That's as much
we're live,
as I
live,
can possibly
live.
Give you. We are live. Good luck to both teams. This should be a great, great game. And yes, let's see how it goes down. Should be good fun. I'm waiting for the teams to arrive at middle. With my overview. Both them and there at pretty much exactly the same time. Got Reveille going quite aggressive. Scouts for Dignitas already, getting some presence on the point. Soldier goes aggressive. Both soldiers go aggressive. Coins goes down and Rib gets taken down. That's pretty big. But both soldiers down now for TCM. And Bibbon and Rebelli get taken down as well. Bite goes aggressive to secure that point, but that's definitely TCM's middle. Flurry of kills there in a couple of seconds, and that's all what TF2's about. Action, and TCM are already moving through the left-hand garage area. Bite's jumping forward to take that ground. Already Viquin saying that TCM wins next map. Well, I don't think Dignitas is going to give a point that easily, but they aren't going to defend this too quickly. Darn gets taken down, trying to go aggressive. Evil comes in with Aggron behind him. And they're on this second point, blocking it from capture. Rib's back now, so he can stick it up. And the Uber's triggered. Both Uber's triggered. TCM falling out. Evil's trying to follow, but he's not going to be able to get out because all of TCM are there. TCM just need to heal up now. Darn is down for Dignitas still. So they haven't got the full set of heavies, but Skinny goes down to a nice shot from Evil. And Dignitas is putting up a solid defense here.
That was a really good play by Darn there, just keeping TCM at bay for a little bit of time, letting his team get back, respond.
Yep, that's what they do so well. Now, three down for TCM, Skinny and both soldiers. Evil goes aggressive, doesn't quite manage to take out Bite, but already Dignitas have taken back the yard. They're looking to set this, build the Uber up. Aggron is on 65%, Springer on just behind him. So Dignitas will need to use this Uber straight away if they want to take back mid. Dignitas are, of course, supremely good at being able to get straight in as their Uber ready. Uber hits 100%. So I wouldn't be surprised if they start moving fairly quickly. Although I say that and they're holding the point.
Well, they're in a pretty defensive position and the Uber was only like 10 or 5% in between. So I think TCM is going to need to make a move in Isles. It's going to be really a stalemate position.
Yeah, they are looking in the ramp room. Stickers have been blown, so they are going to be able to get through without having to use that Uber. But Dignitas putting a lot of spam on them, so Springer might have to Uber. They've managed to get in through to the left-hand side, or right, depending on which way you look at it. And they're putting some pressure on. Neither side popped Uber yet, although Soldier for TCM is quite isolated. And indeed, the Uber has been forced. Bibbon goes down after forcing that Uber, and TCM are moving in on the left stair side. Dignitas know they're there. Rib's putting down some stickies and they're being forced upstairs. They're not pushing in though. They know that that Dignitas know they're there and they're falling out. Dignitas now pushing forward. Didn't have to use that Uber, so Darn going aggressive takes down both Bite and Xerox. Haunter goes down to some nice sticky work from Ribe, and already we've got Rebelly pushing into the middle point. Just one scout there for TCM, and the full fleet of Dignitas is going to be pushing in any second. We've got a soldier and a scout on the catch point with a second soldier arriving now, Darn. And TCM are trying to put up some defense on this right-hand side. Takes down Evil and Aggron goes down there from some nice scout work from Skinny. And Dignitas here, not looking as strong as they were, takes down Coins. Nice work from the Dignitas scout duo. But Xerox comes back in, takes out Bibbon. And it's now battle of the scouts.
Haunter went nice clean.
Yeah,
there we go, we have six down now.
Dignitas sits down. We've got Xerox running forwards now to try and get this cap on. Three of Dignitas have spawned, Evil, Darn, and Aggron. So that's two soldiers and a medic. They're not quite going to get here, I think, for the cap. Yeah, the backup from that soldier ensures the cap, but Dignitas can put some spam on them and hold them up slightly. As Viquin says, thank you, Captain X-Fane, obvious. Right, we've got a sentry going up now. Bibbon on the left-hand side as you stand on the point looking towards second. And both Ubers very, very similar. So now it's just patient build-up. Wait and see which way the teams attack.
Yeah, what happened there is in the garage, the scouts gave a call. The Bite was on the right-hand side, and Darn managed to push out onto him and kill him. And they got to middle, but middle, I think, because they killed Bite early, he respawned quite quickly and came back, and it was just too much to handle.
Look at Bibbon having this well, in my opinion, weird sentry on the left of last for Dignitas.
He just did do a bit of damage there to Haunter, and Haunter's going to be kicking himself because that's exactly the kind of thing you don't want when you're pushing Dignitas on last. You're in a good position, but you need everybody there. Now, you've got a soldier going aggressive. Darn tries to force the Uber, and he does indeed. Gets taken down by Bite, but TCM need to push here to try and use this Uber and make some use of it. They need to force it, and Bite takes down Aggron. Really, really big pull there. Aggron needed to Uber. And first, perhaps, jitters from him. Reveille take an evil takedown Skinny, but that sentry is going to prove vital because now Dignitas, without their Uber, need to defend. We've got Bibbon cleaning up Haunter with his shotgun, and one soldier there. Coins manages to take out the sentry before he dies, and Xerox there taking out Reveille. Aggron and Bibbon and one soldier, who is that? Darn, have to take out Xerox. He's going to get some backup from Bite, and Bite comes in. Sentry goes down again, and... so does Darn, that's the one. Dignitas need to regroup now. Get a sentry up quickly or something, because this defense isn't looking too solid, especially after Aggron loses that Uber. And are we going to see some lemmings here, Swar, from TCM? Do you want to explain what lemmings is?
Yeah, I touched a little bit on lemmings last time, which is just keep on like relentlessly throwing your bodies onto the last point and eventually getting the cap. But a team like TCM isn't going to do something stupid like that. That's some Div 3 tactic.
Yeah, that's definitely a Div 3 Swirly tactic. Anyway, Xerox has gone sniper here, so he might be someone to watch. If he can get a pick again, maybe on Aggron, TCM can push in. They know that Bibbon's playing NG. He's put a sentry in a very open position on the right. But if TCM push in on their left, Dignitas is right, then they're going to come straight into that sentry, which might take them by surprise. Can't see which way they're pushing yet. Xerox is playing very far back, very cautiously. And I'm doing this whisper thing again. It's because it's quite fun. They're just sitting on the point now. Vyquan saying that the sentry's good will fuck up Sticky and Rocket Jumps, which is definitely true. So there's one soldier top for TCM. Both have Uber, and they're pushing in on the left-hand side now. Darn goes down from some soldier work from TCM. TCM, neither Uber has been forced yet. They're falling back. They know the sentry's there. Perhaps going to see them try and put some spam on it. Xerox goes down there completely out of backup from his team. And Soldier goes down there from Evil. Some poor coordination. And now Dignitas really just got a scout, a NG even, and a demo man to defend this point. Sentry's going to go down after the Ubers popped. Aggron counter Ubers. And that soldier's going to go down on the left-hand side here. He's flown up into the air. He should fall to his death. Somehow doesn't, but he gets taken down by coins anyway. And TCM all over this point. It's just Bibbon left to try and secure it. We get some backup from Rebelli, who takes down coins. Coins takes him down in return. But TCM still have their medic. Xerox with a double sniper kill.
Make that
three for the frag video. And TCM are going to take this point. Really nice work from Xerox there. Takes out Evil, Rib, and Bibbon, some of the biggest players for Team Ribbon there. Go down to some work from the German, and perhaps he was turning his hacks on there while he was in spectate mode.
Not to take anything away from Xerox, but they all were pretty weak, and they were outnumbered, so I think they would have got the point regardless, but very nice work from
Nobody
Xerox.
Nobody knows that, do they? Not in the Frank movie. Nobody can see that.
Exactly.
Both Derman are here, nice and early. Scout battle on the left-hand side. Both Dignitas scouts again getting quite a lot of pressure on the point. Dignitas soldiers up early, and we got an aggressive soldier for TCM going in. Gets taken down by some nice shotgun work, and TCM definitely on the back foot here. Both scouts and Haunter are down. Sorry, not both scouts, but Skinny's down. Bite's isolated on the middle, very low, 52 HP. Gets taken down, nice work there, but does manage to take down Bibbon before, so some of the cap power Dignitas would have had doesn't quite manage to get there, but doesn't matter. They've already got the point, and they're moving through the ramp room now on the left-hand side. Springer does have Uber, so TCM can put up some defense at this point, but they are coming in now on the left-hand side, but I don't think they're going to try and do anything. Having said that, Dignitas get the capture point down just before Springer Ubers to try and block that capture. He's isolated, having to run back on the left. He has got some backup from a soldier now. Coins gets taken down by Darn. Darn's having quite a nice game at the moment, taking down some kills around the area of the game. And Dignitas moving in on the left here. Perhaps need to heal up a bit first before they push in. TCM putting a lot of spam on them. But Bite is focusing on the left-hand side. He's just now switched to the right. And TCM aren't in a great position. They're quite far forward. If Dignitas can stay as a team here, which they need to, they could do quite a lot of damage. They're moving in on the point. We've got soldiers and scouts going aggressive. Rebelli gets taken down. So does Haunter and Evil. And Bite and Xerox get taken down there. Nice work by the Dignitas scouts before Rib gets taken down. And they're pushing on this point now. Just one soldier left for TCM coins. He's got to go down here. And he does. Nice work by Darn and Bibben. And it's one apiece.
No. TCM tried exactly the same on middle again, with both Hunter and coins just flying in on the medic, basically. And I guess Dignitas learned from the first round. Didn't really work out again.
Yeah, that's one of the things that make Dignitas so good, their ability to quickly adapt to what other teams are throwing at them. I think it's one of the reasons why they've managed to stay such a top team for so long, even with Evil playing as a Merc. Demoman here, reasonably even times, Bite possibly there, Fraction early, and we've got a Scout playing up top on the cramps. He's fallen down though. No kills as of yet, except for Skinny, who just goes down, rebelly dominating him, perhaps suggesting which way the scout battle's going. But then Bibben goes down. We've got an aggressive soldier coming in who gets taken down. Xerox picked off as well, so it's just Haunter and Springer alive. Dignitas lose Evil and Bibben, so not too bad. And practically a repeat of the second round there. They're moving again through the ramp room. Got some heavies with them, Rib and Darn. Darn's moving in solo on the left, perhaps to try and do some crazy tactics there, cause a distraction. So watch him, Fabi, for a second. Springer forced to use Uber. Aggron counters on the point. Rib's got stickies all over it. And TCM soldier has to fall back. Darn gets taken down from going solo. And Dignitas look to be able to take this point. Rebelly takes down Haunter. But Bibben goes down. And then Xerox goes down. Some nice pipe work there from Ribe. Manages to take down two. And Rebelly goes down for some sticky work from Bite. It's three apiece. Dignitas with a slight Uber advantage, Evil and Rib, and they're switching to the left-hand side. Bite knows, though, he's just sent some pipes, and they're coming in through the small door. Rib going quite aggressive. He needs some backup here, really. He's going to get taken down. Backup comes in the form of Evil, and they're gradually putting some cabin point pressure on this. Scout's in their faces, though, but he's going to fall back smart. He needs to do that. He needs to stay alive. And Dignitas managing to get that point. They have got an Uber advantage now, 90% to 70%. If they can use this, which Aggron is usually very good at doing straight away, then they can have a sincere advantage. Rebelly gets taken down. Not great start there for the Dignitas push. And they're going to fall back, probably wisely, to hold and wait until Rebelly spawns. Not long, of course, because they've got this fourth point. But, yeah, sorry, X-Fan, were you going to say something?
I guess not.
We say we're trying to be professional, and then we do that. Darn gets taken down by coins. Needs to be careful that he doesn't go too aggro and die when when Dignitas need him. Rebelly is now playing sniper, looking to get a pick on that right-hand side. And Rib's putting some aggressive stickies to try and force TCM back. Perhaps allow Dignitas to get in without having to use Uber straight away. Coins gets taken down. It's a battle of the snipers at the moment. Xerox on the left or right-hand side, depending on which way you look at it. He's fighting Rebelly. No kills as of yet, although Rebelly does take a body shot. And Dignitas moving in on the left-hand side here. Soldier going alone. Evil, he's very, very low. And Aggron saves him with Uber. Nice work. Counter Uber from Springer. Very similar times. Sorry, Dignitas Uber going to pop out first. Evil takes down Xerox before being taken down by Bite. Rib takes down Springer. Big kill there because TCM now without a medic. If Aggron can keep his players alive, which he can't at the moment. Darn's going down. Three down. Rebelly is sniper. Not too much use unless he can do a Xerox.
Wow.
Here we go. Snipe down on coins. It's just Bite. 34 HP. Two Demo Man here. And Aggron coming in with the kill there. Nice work from Aggron, providing some firepower backup.
Oh, this is going fast now. Sorry, I just got some update on the telephone from Ali that we're already at the max of our slot capacity.
Oh, wow.
With 900 spectators with over 300 on Mumble.
Oh, nice.
That is pretty sweet.
I'm really interested to see if TCM did the same thing on middle again and send a soldier through the ramp room, but because it doesn't seem to be working. Dignitas seem to be keeping them
both
at bay.
Scouts covering the flanks here. Rib takes down Skinny. That could be big if Bibben can use that to his advantage. Evil takes down Xerox as well. So both scouts down for TCM. Darn coming up huge. Gets a kill on... who was it? I think it was Bite and Springer. Coins manages to get one in return for Evil, but six down for TCM. That is not what they will have wanted. Just when they wanted to try and get back into this game, they get a six down, perfect six from Dignitas. Dignitas are already through onto the next point. Rib's got stickies there. Aggron backing him up now. Aggron doesn't have Uber. He's only on 80%. But of course, Springer, having died, he's only on 10%. So they do have a massive advantage.
And Bite just really didn't get out on middle. He was forced to stay behind the container from Ribe, and that's what basically caused the middle.
Yep. Dignitas have the Uber now, looking to push in on the left-hand side if you're from their perspective. And, oh, have we had a connection problem?
Well?
Pause? Well, one can assume that if people pause when a round's ended, Dignitas might well get this, because with a 90-second delay, that would be around the right time.
Because there's a little bit of time to talk about like what's going on in the middle. Like, the thing I really like about Dignitas, and I've noticed this in every single competitive game, always the people at the top of the game are the people that are very, very fast to adapt to the other person's tactics.
Yeah.
That's what Dignitas are so good at doing.
Yeah, well, definitely.
Obviously, you also have this Roman soldier most of the times, like, bottom scoring. Looking at Darn, but he is the one who initiates all the attacks.
We're back live. Uber's popped. Bibbon gets taken down. I think Bibbon might disconnect or something, having a look at that. And we've got some nice moonwalking players. Zarok's getting a kill on the rib there. But Dignitas already all over this point. Three down, five down. Nice cleanup work by the TCM scouts. Managed to get three kills between them. Yep, Skinny and Zarok's combining to do some nice defensive work there. And TCM already on this point. Haunter's quite low. They are going to get this cap. Some of Dignitas didn't get the early spawn there. No, my apologies, they did. So they can try and hold this middle. Although Rebelly gets taken down by Xerox sniping. Xerox is having a really nice game of sniper. And he's going to pick the ramp room now. There's nobody there. But TCM need to regroup. Skinny and Haunter are very low. And Dignitas need to try and buy themselves some time. Because Rebelly, Bibbon and Evil are all down. Bite's already going in. Going aggressive on this Dignitas heavy combo, takes down Darn, nice work there, gets some backup from the rest of his teammates, and TCM are all over this. Dignitas are going to fall out wisely, because they don't have a leg to stand on in terms of defence. Just looking at the frags, Evil, the merc for Dignitas, is riding high at the top of the scoreboard with 15 kills, but anyway, TCM moving in on this left-hand side. If you're from their perspective, sorry, I keep saying sides. Try and make that clear. Ribber's got it covered with stickies, absolutely peppered. So
yeah, Bibbon has dropped.
Nice, yeah, Bibbon has dropped. So they're going to play quite passively, I think. Dignitas do have stickies covering that door, but Xerox gets a nice kill on Evil. So Dignitas down on heavies. TCM are able to just stroll through into that yard. Look to push straight in. Springer does have his Uber. Agron's on 85%. They need to build this. Skinny gets taken down. Not a great start for the TCM push, but Coins retaliates with taking down Darn. Nice kill there. Darn is obviously a crucial player for Dignitas. And Xerox is sniping. Gets a headshot. Not sure on who that was. Might have been Rib or it might have been a scout. Either way, Rebelli, yeah. Xerox coming in there, trying to get us pick. Rib going quite aggressive to try and counter him, but he has to be careful he doesn't get killed here by the supreme TCM firepower. And TCM putting some pressure in on the right-hand side for Dignitas. Dignitas, of course, aware of it with their good team comms. And Zarok is going to try again to get a pick. He needs someone to open that door. Rib's in a bit of a precarious position. If he gets picked now, it'll be disastrous for Dignitas. But TCM deciding to switch. They've pushed in on the right-hand side. And Reveille coming in from the back takes down Xerox. And Haunt is very low again. But Coins and Haunt are coming in doing some really nice work. Takes down two for Dignitas. I need to reload my HUD. Apologies. There we go. And we've got TCM taking down quite a few of Dignitas. Uber's popped on both on the point. Agron is a bit vulnerable. TCM falling out on the right-hand side into the yard. Looking to push straight back in, though, through the small hand door. They're coming in now, taking down the stickies. Rib thinks there's somebody behind him. I'm not sure if there is, if one of my hosts could check that. But both sides very even with Uber at the moment. What's going down, Swally?
He was, I think he was scared that TCM were going through garage and they're going to come up behind them because they had scouts down. Well, because Dignitas had scouts down.
Yeah, so definitely. That push from behind can be absolutely crucial, and I'm not meaning that as an innuendo. TCM focused on the right hand side now, just building their Uber. Agron with a very slight advantage, so we'll get Uber before them. TCM, yeah, on the right. Not quite sure where Bite is yet. Bite's holding the left hand side to cover from any counters. Zarok's
Bibbon is taken out down by mid, Bibbon. Maybe.
Bibbon is out on mid, you say? Yeah, back cap going down, so TCM going to have to fall back here if they want to deal with this, but they're trapped. Dignitas have pushed through the small door. The Uber's been triggered, and they're fighting. There was a back cap, of course, so really nice work from Bibbon there. Can't quite see what's going on. Ribber's got some stickers all over the garage. Doesn't quite manage to get Springer, who manages to get through. And Ribber's trying to take down the medic. Dignitas clean up the soldiers. And Ribber's going after Springer. If he can get him, it'll be a good kill for him. But Bibbon already beats him to it. Takes down Springer. So crucial kill there for Dignitas. One scout left. Xerox can't do anything to block that point. And it's times 7 on that capture point. Was a second ago when Ribber was on it. Times 8 even. So a full capping power. And Dignitas storm through that. Really nice flank there. Managed to get through the ramp room just when TCM were unaware. And my colleague Jimmy Breeze just saying in Steam chat, Bibbon was great there. Through the drop down, sold a scout. So TCM being forced to fall back from some nice scout work. Of course, Dignitas famous for their scout combo, especially Bibbon. And Aggron has got pretty much a full Uber advantage here, pushing in on their right hand side, not wasting any time. Not content with a 2-1 lead. And Aggron gets taken down by Bite. Some stickies. Really nicely played. And
wow, some nice play.
Absolutely raping here. Just take down three of Dignitas straight away. Skinny and Xerox there. Absolutely huge. And that was lethal. Bite got the crucial kill on Aggron. Then Haunter comes up with a double on Ribbon Darn. Then Skinny and Xerox combining to get the final three. And TCM, just when you thought the nail was going into the coffin, I've got a chance to push middle now. Springer's on 65% Uber. Aggron's on 25. I've already got a TCM scout. Can't see who that is. Both of them now, so doesn't really matter. But they're both on the point. Times five. Springer's just trying to dodge rib spam. And they can push through now. Dignitas have got their defense set up. So they're not on the back foot as of yet. And they... are a bit behind with Uber, though. Uber's popped from Springer. Aggressive soldier going in to try and get a kill on Aggron, but Aggron's already fallen back. And Rib goes down, though, with some nice aggressive sticky jumping from Bite there. And TCM just pushing the pressure on. Haunter goes in, but Aggron's now got Uber. He manages to escape and can now counter Uber. TCM need to get killed here by Dignitas. Dignitas need to clean up. Bite and
Haunter's
still alive,
him.
Though. Haunter behind, yep, and he's in the right ramp room, 74 HP, needs to get taken down, and Bite is upstairs behind. He should go down, but he's got the backup of a scout here. TCM just appearing from all angles, and Springer comes in, manages to clean up. Bite's already going aggressive on Rib, and he gets taken down, falls to his death, but not before Springer comes in with that soldier, Haunter. Haunter's very, very low, should get taken down here, but Xerox comes in and backs up, picks up two crucial frags, and this has got to be TCM's round. Having said that, Bibbon going huge, but gets taken down by Skinny.
That was very, very nice play by TCM there. I mean, just rolling back like that from their last point on to Dignitas' last, it requires some great effort.
Yeah, it all came from that one kill on Bite. Some stickies that Aggron hadn't seen and none of his soldiers had seen. Takes him down with full Uber, and TCM just absolutely rickrolled it all the way back. And it's now 2-2 with 8 minutes and 8.5 minutes left. Both down there fairly even, using my overhead cam to try and see what's going on. Fairly even at the start. Soldier for TCM coming aggressive down the Dignitas channel, but gets taken down, so the coin's down already. And Haunter comes in and gets a big kill on Rib. That's really crucial. But Bibbon cleans him up. Dignitas now going aggressive. Need to. Really aggressive soldier work from Evil there. Picks down Springer. Nice work. But Bite manages to clean him up. And Xerox, the scout there, comes in with a clean up kill again. Dignitas need to stay together now. Bite's gone in behind aggressive. Takes down Aggron. But Bibbon manages to kill him. So one alive for TCM. Two soldiers who have just spawned. So they're not going to be any use. But Bibbon comes up. Nice work there. Manages to kill. Who was it? Yeah, he killed Skinny and Bite, so nice work from Bibbon there. And they're going to get this capture, no problem.
Bite did really well there with the situation he was given. He heard the call that Medic was weak, and he just jumped in and took him out. So there was no Uber advantage left for Dignitas. That was really well played by Bite.
Yeah, after Evil... Sorry, X-Men, go for it.
Yeah, Dignitas switched to crits now.
Nice.
So they're being on the left.
Well, Springer is on 50 and Uber, but Dignitas are on 60 and it's going to charge, so that gap is going to increase, and they're already on 75%. Be interesting to see now. I would suggest you probably watch Rib here. You usually favour Rib. Obviously the demo man doesn't need to reload as much as soldiers, so he can go in without crits. The Uber's, the crits is there. Dignitas need to be really snappy here because Springer's right behind for really, yeah, he's got the Uber now. Crits comes in and the counter Uber's popped, and Darn and Ribe go down, and Aggron. So TCM definitely have the upper hand here. There's a scout behind which is causing them all sorts of problems, Dignitas. Skinny gets taken down, but Bite is now moving in with the backup of his soldier and medic combo. Coins here going quite aggressive, trying to secure the point, and this should be TCM's. Coins going up onto that that crate so he can get some advance notice if any of Dignitas try and push back in. Ribe in the Dignitas ramp room, but he's not going to do anything. He's without his medic, so he needs to stay alive.
Harden has sure switched to... I thought Harden had switched to heavy, but I think he was just spun up.
Nice spellcasting work.
No, right. Dignitas back to normal. You're recharged now. I guess they didn't really saw it working. Right, but taken down immediately by some nice focus fire.
Yep. TCM, I've got their Uber now. Dignitas putting tons and tons of spam. Force that Uber. Gonna see soldiers going aggressive now and try and get that kill on the minute. I needed to sneeze. So Haunted falls to his death, but Dignitas Aggron manages to fall back inside and stay alive. Darn gets taken down around him though, and Evil and Bibbon, so he's not got many players left. Rib takes down Skinny. I swear, but Rebelli goes down as well, so it's just the Demoman medic alive. Rib is in a bit of a vulnerable position. Bottles come out. He's going for the bottle kill on Bite. Bite is not going to be pleased about that. His inexperience there, dealing with the bottle kills, couldn't manage it. And Aggron's very, very low. Oh, it dies just with Uber, according to my HUD. He had just got it, but he died. So some really, really nice work there by Coins, getting in and getting that crucial kill. And Springer now has 15 seconds, pretty much, of where Aggron isn't able to heal anyone, getting that Uber up. Rib is covering that ramp room, and he's got a soldier there, so Dignitas going to try and hold yard, but Aggron with the smiles in the chat, probably to mask his disappointment, because he won't have been happy that he lost that Uber there. So well, TCM could
try and take the yard now, because Aggron was down, but they're about to do it now, but I don't see them really making any effort and going in strong.
Yeah, they're just taking it slow. I think they want to do things safe but steady. They have managed to gain yard, though. Some collective fire manages to force Dignitas back inside the house. And Springer just healing everyone up, giving some heals to Haunter now. And we're going to go in. Haunter clearing the stickies with the shotgun. Gets a shot onto the soldiers. There is a soldier up top for Dignitas, which is going to make things awkward. And Rib's got stickies all over the point. Haunter very, very low there. And Uber's been forced. Nice work by Dignitas there. Still probably going to manage to get Uber here, because... of a slow push from TCM, and yeah, they've got Uber, the counter Uber is in, they've got a soldier behind them, which they need to be careful of, but nice work there by the soldier combo, and four of TCM are down, very, very quickly. Bite takes down Darn with some sticky work, and Evil, really, really nice work from Bite there, manages to slow down the Dignitas push massively, gets picked off by the Dignitas scouts, and Aggron has to use his needles to come up and kill Haunter, who was behind scout action on the middle. Xerox takes down Bibman, can he clutch here? Two scouts in one. He's very, very low. Rebelli just manages to take him down before Skinny comes in and backs him up. So TCM are going to keep control of this point, pushing forward into ramp room. And Aggron is completely isolated.
Hi.
He's very, very low. Hello there. I think that's Anderson. Was that? Okay, I'm talking rubbish.
Yeah, it was.
Coin's taking down Darn. And it's only Rib here on the second point to try and defend. Takes down Skinny. Nice work. There's a scout now come to back him up. That is Bibbon, and the two of them single-handedly managing to hold up this TCM push, but TCM are on 90% Uber now, on the right-hand side, and can push in now very quickly. Coins gets taken down by some stickies from Rib, but they're going to push in anyway. Uber's forced. Dignitas need to get out here. Evil needed to get out much faster there. Haunter not able to get out. He's being juggled massively. He should get taken down. He's very, very low. Does get taken down by Darn, and the Dignitas scout coming in. Some really nice work there by their combination of players. Coins managed to take down, but Rib takes down Xerox, so it's pretty even, except for the fact that TCM are four down, so I don't know why I'm saying it's even, but Skinny gets taken down, so five down now. Only the two soldiers have spawned for TCM, and Dignitas, with 70% Uber, should be able to roll straight on and take
another pause.
But we are lagging. This would be massive if
the
servers crashed.
I have some information.
No, still the timer is still going.
Sorry.
I mean, it looks like a pause.
Chaps.
Yep.
There's been an update to TF2.
Oh, that is just what we need. And
that's going to be great.
that really sucks, is all I can say. Yeah, as Wei is just reminding me, don't disconnect people. We need to, yeah, stay. Don't close your TF2, because if you do, it will auto-update, and then you won't be able to play on the servers until they've all been updated as well. Not great timing from that Valve there. And as Biggins says in ETF2L.radio, shout out to the update. So thank you very much for that, Valve. Jimmy Breeze reminded me there was 2:30 to go when it crashed. And that is pretty huge, because it was 2-2. It's incredibly close, back and forward. We see TCM on their final point managing to go right the way back to bring it to 2-2. And not an easy game for Dignitas. Some people thought they were going to breeze through this, Granary being one of their best maps, probably their best map. And it's not. It's very, very close. 2:30, just enough time for a round, really. Who do you think is going to take it on the balance of play, Swally?
It's going to be close. Well, TCM just went down, but Dignitas still need to cap middle.
Yeah,
could be a roll round for Dignitas, thinking about it actually.
They are very, very good generally at golden cap rounds. I think they do have a pretty good rate of winning them. I think when they all know that it counts, they pull together. Lots of people disconnecting from the mumble. Please don't disconnect. It will carry on. The game will get back up and playing. So please don't leave. And Swali, if you speak, I can tell you whether I can hear you.
Hello?
Yep, I can hear you, but you're laggy. Yeah, shout out to Sam and Max Content from PHX Jason. I'm at a bit of a loss as what to say, because that was such a great game. It's a real shame that that disconnect happened, because, well, it's ruined the flow, hasn't it, really? TCM will be particularly gutted, especially if they lose this, because they did have the momentum. They were going in for that attack on Dignitas' second point. And, yeah, well, what can we say?
Okay, I think I'm back now.
Yeah, you are.
Okay, sorry about that. Something happened on my connection. Yeah, new update. There's going to be a damage reduction to Equalizer.
Oh, really? So
yes!
A lot of what the community's been asking for, but still not great timing. If we could have had it at any other stage, it would have been then.
There's nothing changed to the speed, but the damage has been reduced, which is it's perfectly acceptable. I think the damage was a bit over the top, and it was silly at times, but the speed was... I love the speed, man. It helps soldiers escape a lot better.
It did promote some nice play, soldiers running around the map.
But yeah, wow, this is an interesting game. I don't know if the server's gone down, or just the STV, or what. I'm really confused.
I really have no
idea. So, if the server's gone down... Don't know how they're going to restart the gameplay, you know what I mean? It's going to be a bit of a shame, considering Diggy did have the advantage at that moment
Byte
in time.
Byte did just join the channel. And
Hello, left. Byte? But goodbye, Byte.
Hello, Byte. Byte is now back.
Hello, Byte.
Can what's, you give us what's a bit going of an update?
Do you know what the end result was or not?
No.
No.
The STV went down, I think.
Okay, it ended 2-2.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was as we thought. It disconnected for us just as you guys were going to push in on the second, Dignitas' second.
Server's gone down. I was just going to speak to X-Fane, because I don't know if he can do anything about putting the server back up.
The one evening where Ari, the technical genius for all things Vackel Brigade, isn't here, it's the evening when we have problems.
Yeah. FYI, you have 342 listeners.
Yeah, and we had a full relay as well.
We've had
almost
1,300.
Yeah.
We've had quite a few people disconnect, unfortunately, from...
So while you're here, right, we should have a little chat about the game. So, how do you think it went?
After, we'll have one after.
Okay, make sure more people come on, because people don't want to hear your voice all the time.
Definitely.
Gizzy rocks on.
He has a brilliant voice modifier, which would...
Come on, man!
Definitely make things interesting.
Just ruin the whole game.
I don't care, man.
People don't know what Xerox sounds like. It could have been fun. But no.
No, they still don't know what Xerox sounds like.
Anyway, Yeah, so, that was good. I'm pretty upset we didn't get to see the end, but 2-0. That's I'm sure TCM are probably quite happy with that. Well, they wouldn't be happy, but
I don't. Well, rules would be, but surely. Well, yeah, I can say surely the game has got to be finished. You can't just leave 2:30 left, especially when it's such an important game in deciding the title of Division 1. I'm going to ask right now, are we going to carry on playing?
I think they're sorting out servers, and I don't know if we need to update all our TF2 clients. That will be fun for everyone.
Oh, gosh. If you could have asked for one Valve to do one thing that could disrupt the game, they couldn't have picked anything better, could they? I mean...
Let's do some shoutouts in the meantime, shall we?
Yeah, if there are any. Viquin making the logical comment. He's made quite a few comments this evening, and I've tried to appease him by saying them. He reckons Xerox will sound like a standard German. You know, that's probably a good shout.
That would make sense.
Yeah, Mini Moose, shout out to Holy Shit. Might get a point off Broda, and then I can't see because it cuts off.
Holy Shit are playing against Broda today, and that... We did cover the Broder V special attack game. If you missed it, you can download the STV and the Mumble recording and listen to us speak about video games again. But no, that was quite a good game. It was. I won't ruin the ending, but this is could be another big game for Division 2 8.
Right.
Oh,
sorry X-Fame. To interrupt. I got phoned by Ali.
Woo! Oh, yeah. Internet famous.
He is. So probably is using his fingers with wireless internet to...
Oh, snap.
Yeah, he's controlling the server now. What everybody needs to do is relaunch TF2. He's updating the Source TV now because of the TF2 update. And...
Oh, gosh. I don't think I could love Ari any more than I already
then
do.
Then you need to reconnect and it should all work.
So everybody, go update your TF2s.
Come on, guys.
And we will be back. We will be back shortly.
Please don't crash the Steam servers.
While it's updating, you can go to the bathroom, go get a cup of tea, go get a beer.
Don't tell them to leave, Swally. We could go live when they're here.
Come back in 5 minutes and we'll be ready.
Yeah, that should be about right, actually. We can continue to do shout-outs, though. Shout-out to Ethug for being a poor noob. Unlucky. Shout out to Evil Shotgun Jumping. DT, I'm trying to make a joke, but he failed. He said there were over 900. It's over 9,000, you idiot. Anyway, enough DTOM bashing. Do my goddamn shout out. Oh my god. Where is your shout out, Ian? I can't see it. Shout out to Ribbon for pro demo skills, and shout out to Evil for pro shotgun jumps. Are you happy now? You better say yes. Shout out to Viquin for being German. That's from NMX. I thought Viquin was Dutch.
Yeah, I think he's taking the Michael. He's extracting the urine a little bit.
Shout out to... Who was it? Eon to Shut Up. That was from Adam Skyride. Don't PM me, man. Just don't PM me. Just put it in the channel. that's what it's there for, man. Halftime MVP, Morph is saying. Who would you say?
Man, I've been thrown off my game with that. Let me have a little think about that. What do you think, X-Fin? Any thoughts? Maybe still on the phone with Ari.
Just out of interest, can everyone hear me?
Yeah, can.
Yes, we can.
Hey, Anderson.
Hello.
What's up, man?
Steam has finished downloading Team Fortress 2.
Jump in the caster's channel.
I'm just surprised that everyone can hear me. I just went hello to some people in this chat room and bang, everyone can hear me.
You're like Bruce Almighty, Daniel. You don't even know your own power. So, shout out to my ISP, TF2 has been updated. That's from PHX Jason. Shout out to Iceland for grounding all European flights. That's probably the best shout out I've seen so far. That's from Serious Cat. It's put a spanner in the works, really, hasn't it? So.
Wow.
Hello, X-Fin.
Hello. The Source TV is up and running, and most of Dignitas and TCM are in. I think they're waiting on two players or something. They're fighting on who is going to attack first. So if everybody just relaunches its TF2, like we said, update it, then it should all work.
Yeah,
indeed. Connect.
Reminder, the source TV is facobrigade.eu:27100. So yeah, there's the IP. I'll read it again. Facobrigade, facobrigade.eu:27100. That's the two dots, 27100. So there we go.
So let's have a little chat about Gorge while we're waiting for the others.
Yeah, I can't believe we're not going to finish Granary, but yeah, let's talk about Gorge.
Well, from what I witnessed from my casting of Broder against Spa, which they also played these two maps, and my just general view of this map is that it's a map a lot to do with luck and picks. If you don't know what a pick is, it's when you you snipe or spy or get a kill on a single target without dying yourself, maybe. In a lot of maps, it's not very crucial unless it's maybe on the demo man or the medic, but on this map, it's very crucial if you pick anyone, pretty much, especially the medic.
Yeah, put simply, you need six players all playing nice and disciplined with a good team caller to do well at Gorge, and too many teams often don't stay disciplined. You have a scout saying, oh, I'll just change to spy and get one kill, and it doesn't work unless the whole team knows and they can work around that. So you need to stay together as a team, and that's what Swally's saying. If you can get a pick on one of the enemy players, it makes a massive difference.
Especially the medic on like the first point itself. If the attacking team can take down a medic on the first point, keep their own, they're most likely to just roll on the next one as well. So that's going to be real important to watch out for that to happen as well.
Yeah, definitely. And we've seen the team's ready up here. There's 10 players on blue and Bibbon on one. Now, we say Bibbon is an excellent scout. I don't think anyone could disagree with that. But 10 on one, I think, might be in too much, even for his pro Swedish skills. So, yeah, we think both teams fine to decide who goes blue first would be the obvious conclusion to draw from that.
I think if Rib joins red team as well, then maybe they'll be able to take them.
Yeah, yeah.
Bit of Rib in action.
Ribbon, yeah, yeah. I think that would definitely tip the balance. At the moment, I think, yeah, it's yeah, I agree. another insightful comment there from Swally. We should keep a record of those, shouldn't we? You know, compile them into an annual publication. Swally's great TF2 quotes for 2010.
Explain, what do you think of this map? You said you played it yesterday, and against... Who did you play against? TCM?
Oh, no, Dignitas.
Dignitas, sorry. So, how did they do? How did you do? Give us the skinny.
Well, I don't know. I sort of had the feeling that we both of the teams didn't really put enough time in Gorge to different moves and stuff. Well, we just tried, and it worked. But like I said, it was in most of our case based on a little bit of luck, which is what makes these CP type of maps, like a gravel pit or dust bowl, a little bit based on luck sometimes.
Did you witness Joseph Carter's spying skills?
No, fishy as seen on Kadred. No.
Is that what you guys call him now? Like even if you're calling tactics, you have to call him fishy as seen on Kadred.
No, Shitnerd works as well.
Ah, Shitnerd, okay. Yeah, I like that one. It's a bit sharp.
Let's keep the language clean, boys. There could be children listening. So I've had some anonymous soul give me some information about TCM and their attacking play. Apparently, in a warm-up game recently, it took TCM 30 minutes and 24 seconds for them to attack, but they got the next round in 4 minutes. So apparently, if the defence is well organised, TCM fail. And that is a quote. I don't know if I personally agree with it. I can't believe they'd fail, but...
That's a thing with Gorge. If you can set up a last properly with maybe sentries or sniper, heavy, whatever, you can defend it pretty easily. But like I said, if you lose your medic or maybe even your demo on the first point and the other team keeps those classes alive, then you can expect a roll right on the next point.
Yeah, definitely. And this obviously, being an attack defend map, has far more scope for other classes. So yeah, again, this anonymous person has told me that Xerox can shine, and that's not surprising. I mean, he was on form with his sniping earlier, picking up those free kills that won them one of TCM's rounds. Really, really nice work from him there. So if he can play sniper again, he could beast it, couldn't he?
He could very well do a nice bit of killing over it.
Xerox is a very, very, very good sniper. I do rate him highly.
Yeah, I would say both Vib and Rebelli obviously aren't complete news with the sniper, but I would say probably even they would admit Xerox is on balance a better sniper than they are. So you could see Xerox absolutely owning. As we've been saying, need both teams to keep disciplined. And we talked a bit about Gorge now. We saw an interesting Broder tactic the other day. If you've checked out vanillatf2.org, you'll see Torden with another one of his beautiful little videos for the highlights of that game, showing their NG tactic, and it was a masterpiece. I think, as someone commented later, literally half of people watching in Source TV were just going, wow, look at this NG tactic, because they were literally running back and forward, two NGs, they got this rhythm down. And apparently we're going live, but there's only 5 players for Dignitas, no evil. So I don't know what's going on there. It can't be right.
No, I don't think they're going live. I hope not.
You'd think it's a bit harsh of TCM to force evil to play, to force Dignitas to play with no sixth player. But considering that Dignitas aren't even going to the first point. We're definitely not live. Evil is apparently connecting, according to Rebelli, so... soon, Aggron again going to try and steal Blue off TCM without them noticing. But they have...
Don't know what expect to happen. You just expect them to accidentally change out to red?
Who knows what's going through his mind?
I hope Evil doesn't have any update problems.
Yeah, me too. That would be
shame. That would really suck, wouldn't it? I never know what to say in these awkward moments, you know? These teams...
Sing a song. You've got a guitar. Come on.
I have got my guitar here. Horribly out of tune.
I like how you had to strum it just to prove you had the guitar.
Well, some people might think I was lying. I could do a song, I need to tune. But I have problems finding a way to get my push to
Who would like to hear a song by Dave?
I was just joking, man. I'm not actually
Come on, you can't tantalize our fans and not give them what they want.
I've got people in my Steam friends PMing me now saying sing.
If you have Dave in your Steam friends, please PM him and ask him to sing.
Literally, my game crashed earlier because of that pyro flipping script thing where you can air blast constantly.
Me and Shifty were doing the pyro air blast bug and we crashed Dave's game.
Seriously, D2M and Swan, go away!
How mature is D2M for the head admin of ETFTL? I love it. I fucking love it.
Oh, flipping Viquin is Steam Friends calling me. Seriously, I'm going to have to turn Steam Friends off now.
Yeah, you're going to have to sing a song. That's what I think you're going to have to do.
This isn't funny. This is not funny. I am going offline now.
Aww.
You had a chance and you blew it. So,
Okay, if you want Dave to sing a song, please PM Xfin. He'll do it for you.
I don't actually really know any songs. I just know chords.
Please don't play this.
This is getting quite obsessive now. You know, like
there is evil. He's joining.
Yes, a nice distraction. Evil, my knight in shining armor. Even though he's only 5'1" or something ridiculous like that.
Why do we always have to attack people's heights on this mobile? I didn't know last time.
Swally, are you a bit of a stumpy person?
See you at LAN. We'll find out, shall we?
I look forward to it, man. If you're only small, it's funny.
If you are really small.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to meeting everyone at LAN, actually. I think we're going to have a good time. If you guys are going to I4E, anyone in Mumble, don't be afraid to come up and speak to me. I'll be the guy wearing the skirt.
Yeah. Okay, cool. no dignity, do you, Swally? No dignity.